The Navi Yeshaya, and this is in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, it's Perek Aleph. Everyone knows Yeshaya Perek Aleph. It's something that we read as the Haftorah of Parshas Devarim. We read it with an Eichon Nigin, it's Chazon Yeshayahu Ben Amoitz. But at the very, very end of the Haftorah, in the happier part of the Haftorah, so the Pasuk says, V'ashiva shoif tayach kevar yishayna, v'yoyat tayach kevatchiva. The Navi Yeshaya said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that I'm going to return the judges like the good old days. The Yalkut Shemoyne, right in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, and this is in Remez, Shin Tzadik Aleph, says, V'ashiva shoiftayich ze Moshe ve'aharei. V'yoyat tzayich ze David u'shleima. So who are these shoiftim that the Navi Yeshaya promised? V'ashiva shoiftayich kibar yishoyne. It's referring to Moshe ve'aharei. If you take a look at the Siddur HaGerah in Avni Eliyahu, on the brach of Hashiva Shaifteinu Kevar Rishoyna V'yoyatzeinu Kevar Tchila, so the Goyin teaches the bracha al pi this medrash. He rather has a different version, a slightly different version in the medrash based on a psikta, but it's the same minyan, and that is V'ashiva Shaifteich Ze Moshe V'aharin V'yoyatzeich Ze David u'Shleima. And I think it's a little bit sorich beer what it means, V'ashiva Shaifteich Ze Moshe V'aharin. This is the great Nevuah, that one day we're going to have Shoiftim like we once had. And who are going to be those two great Shoiftim? The judges, it's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's going to be Aharon HaKohen. So I saw in the Margolis Hayam, for Abraham Margolis, a Dover Nifla. And really, this Ha'ara is not so much in the Margolis Hayam, but Kedarki Ba'Kodesh and all Rabruva Margolis is farm. We learn Sanhedrin now, so now we all have to be very familiar with how you learn Rabruva Margolis is farm. So they all cross-reference. And he sends you in the middle of a shtickle to one comment that he wrote in his Nitzutze Zayar on a Raya Mehemna in Parshas Vayikra. It's Tav Chof. It's comment Yud Beis, and this Ha'ara is really coming a little bit more from there, a little bit less from Margolis Hayam. If you want to see the Margolis Hayam, it's on Daf Beis Amid Aleph, and it's Sif Katan Memhe. Just a little bit of a background, and that is, so the Mishnah said, what's the Makar that a Beis Din is made up of 71 judges? Said the Mishnah, it's not that from a Pasuk. Esfali Shivimish Mizikne Yisrael, from that Pasuk, you know that a Beis Din has to be made up of 71 judges. The emphasis is, there's a very obvious kasha here. There's a very obvious kasha. And that is that this is not the first time that we're introduced to 70 Zekanim, right? You find 70 Zekanim a long time ago. Just read one pasuk. In Parshas Mishpatim, so after Klai Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, for Moshe Amar, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Alei El Hashem, Ata, the Aaron, Nodav Aviu, the Shivim Yizikne Yisrael, the Shtachavisa Meiroch. Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to always have these 70 Zekanim. And if Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to always have these 70 Zekanim, so now all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu says, what am I going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have the perfect Eitzvah. Esfali Shivim Mishmi Zikne Yisrael. Oh, you see, there's something called 70, and this is the Makar to the Sanhedrin HaGadol that's made up of 70 members. What do you mean the 70 Parshas Mishpatim? Yeah, even earlier, we had 70 Zekanim. The Yidden always had these Shivim Zekanim. Now you have to learn through Chumash properly to understand the role of these Shivim Skanim, but they've definitely been around. And if we've had the Shivim Skanim, why are we waiting for Parashas Baal Loischa to discover and unveil this concept of 70 as the source to the Sanhedrin HaGadol? And more so, Moshe Rabbeinu is lost. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have an idea, Esfali Shivimish. What happened to the Shivimish? Now the emes is, you know Bavarns is Kashi? Rashi. Rashi and Chumash. Rashi on this pasuk, Esfali Shivimish Mizikne Yisrael. Says Rashi, V'askenim arishoinim heichan hoyu. What happened to all the skenim that we knew about until now? Like, where are those skenim? V'aloi afbe mitzrayim yoshfu imahem. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know at skenim already in Mitzrayim. Shenema parsha shmois, leich v'asafto, Zikne Yisrael. Says Rashi, Elo be'esh Tavera Meso. What happened was, right in the beginning of this whole parsha, what happened? Vayiyam kimisloinu rabba oznei Hashem, vayishma Hashem, vayichar apoy, vativra bam esh Hashem, vatoicha b'ktzei ha-machna. Says Rashi, you know who was killed over there? B'ktzei ha-machna, the skenim were killed. So now Moshe Rabbeinu Taka didn't have skenim anymore. And because he didn't have skenim, so it's for that reason that it had to be an esfali shivimish mi zikne Yisrael. So the reason Moshe Rabbeinu was in a position where he felt he needed help. What happened to all the skenim? It's because, says Rashi, these skenim had just been killed. Right? These skenim had just died. But at the same time, it's not miyashiv. Why, if you're looking for a makar for 70, the makar is from Parshas Bahaloscha, Esfali Shiva Mishmi Zikne Yisrael, why not Parshas Mishpatim? Meaning, Rashi addressed the kasha, what happened to those skenim. So we know those skenim are not here now. Temporarily, they're not here. So it's for that reason we need a parish of Esfali Shiva Mish. Beseder. It answers the Pshutei Shel Mikra, what's going on here in all these psukim. Doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu always have skenim? But at the end of the day, we know already a source of 70 skenim. So why do we need the Makar in Parshas Bahaloscha? Vos and Shlecht mit Parshas Mishpatim. So this is where Abruv Margolis kicks in. Says Abruv Margolis, take a look at the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayikra. It's in Raya Mehemna. It's on Daf Chof Amid Aleph. So this is above my pay grade, but I'm just going to read one line. The Raya Mehemna said as follows: Shivim Sanhedri Gedoy Lahayim. There were 70 members of the Sanhedrin Agadol. Moshe Alayu, and Moshe was the Nasi of this Bezen. The Shivim Sanhedri Ketana Hava, and there were 70 members of the Sanhedrin Ketana, the Aaron Alayu. And Aharon HaKohen, he was the Rosh of that Bezdin. So says the Raya Mehemda, there were two Sanhedrins. There was a Sanhedrin Gedoyla and there was a Sanhedrin Ketana. Both Bezdins were comprised of 70 members. The Av Bezdin of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla was Moshe, and the Av Bezdin of the Sanhedrin Ketana was Aharon. So Rabbi Margolis says, take a look in Shailos HaTshuvos, Lachmei Toida, Simen Tezai. Now the truth is, that really, this is the first time that we have discussed to quote the Shailos HaTshuvos Lachmei Toida in the Shir, that includes the Eshta Machzer, and really this requires an introduction that Be'ez Hashem we're going to get to. But the shortest version of who the Baal Shailos HaTshuvos Lachmei Toida is, his name was Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan. He was one of the great Italian Gedolim, and he was none other than the famous Rebbe of the Ramchal. So if you've ever gone through the Igros HaRamchal, rove of the letters of the Igros HaRamchal were written between the Ramchal and his great Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan. But either way, Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan in Shailos HaTshuvos Lachmei Toida, Simen Tezayin, was asked the following question. So a Shoyl sends a Shoyl to Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan, and he says, you know, he was learning Raya Mehemna, and he came across a piece that says there was a Sanhedrin Gedoyla that was made up of 70 members, Moshe Alayu, and there was a Sanhedrin Ketana that was also made up of 70 members, the Aharon Alayu. So he says, it sounds like that the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 70 members. How does it with the Mishnah? Sanhedrin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. That the Sanhedrin Gedoyla is 71, but the Sanhedrin Ketana is only 23. This is the kasha that he asked Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan. So Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan writes back to him. He tells him, this is a kasha. Yiru lani is daiti, the divri arayi mehem nebrurim, vizil kari be rabnenu. I'm not sure what's bothering you. I mean, it's a good sushto, and I'm happy for you that you found this maramakim. But at the same time, you have a kasha? For like Mayri, that Zohar is talking b'mein Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalem. Kitakama, like it's Mefurish. Moshe Alayu and Aaron Alayu. U'b'yamav hayu oisam shtei heha oris. In that time, there were these two courts, both of which were made up of the same Dayanim. One was the Gedoyl and one was the Ketana, and one had Moshe Rabbeinu as the Av, and the other one had Aharon HaKohen. But it's not a kasha on the Mishnah Sanhedrin, because the Mishnah Sanhedrin is talking about the way it was the Dairis. Sanhedrin, in the Midbar, the Sanhedrin Ketana was also made up of 71. But the Dairis, it was not going to be made up of 71. And then, says Rabbi Yeshaya Bassan, that the emes is that this Raya Mehemna is really the Giloy to understanding a very big kasha. And that is, the Mishnah Sanhedrin that Beis Amar Allah says, that what's the Makar to the Sanhedrin HaGadol being made up of 71 members? It's Esfali Shiva Mishmi Zikne Yisrael. L'chayru, why did you have to learn from Esfali Shiva Mishmi Zikne Yisrael? Why not learn from Parshas Mishpatim? Vel Moshe Omer Alei El Hashem. You see it already in Parshas Mishpatim. So why do you have to wait for Baal Loischa? Said Rabbi Yishaya Basan, Parshas Mishpatim was not Moshe's Bezdin. It was Aharon HaKohen's Bezdin. It was the Sanhedrin Ketana. So if you're going to learn the Mispar HaDayana for a Bezdin, it would be for the Sanhedrin Ketana. And the Sanhedrin Ketana is not made up of 71 members. So this can't be the Makar. So how do you know the Sanhedrin Gedolah is made up of 71? Oh, now you need Moshe's Bezdin. And Moshe's Bezdin is Esfali Shivim Mishmi Ziknei Yisrael. And he says, that's the Oymik. He says, Ubezem Yushev Kushis Rashi. Rashi Mucha, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu always have? Moshe Rabbeinu had Skenim, but those Skenim were actually not his Chevra. They were Aharon's Bezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu had Gavolta and Egan Bezdin. And there was a Nafgemina. And he says, really, that Nafgemina goes to the core to understanding why one Sanhedrin is the Sanhedrin Ketana and the other Sanhedrin Sedra Gedol. Because what does Hashem tell Moshe? Hashem tells Moshe, Esfali Shivim Mishmi Ziknei Yisrael. Okay. V'siyatzvu shom imach. I'm skipping a little bit. They should stand with you by the oyo moi. V'yaradati v'dibarti imcha shom. V'otzalti min aruach asher olecho. V'samti aleim. V'nosu itcha memasu amba loisi sata levadecha. That was only true for Moshe's Bezdin. That was only true for the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Sanhedrin, Aharon's Bezdin didn't have that milo. They didn't have the v'otzalti min aruach asher olecho v'samti aleim. V'nosu itcha memasu amba loisi sata levadecha. So that didn't exist. It was skenim. Aharon had a Bezdin. Yeah, there were people that Moshe Rabbeinu can tap into. If Moshe Rabbeinu needed moral support, he had who to go to, but that's not what's going on over here. What's going on over here is Moshe Rabbeinu wants to have Zekanim that are manhigim, that are going to be on the level of Atzaltim and Aruch Asher Alecho Vesamti Aleim, Vinotzuritcha Bemaso Veloisi Satu Levadecho. And for that, he needs a Sanhedrin Gedolah. And the Sanhedrin Agoyla was a Schadish right here in Parshas. There was Skenim, I've added there was Skenim. But you want to know when it was the Schadish, the Sanhedrin Gedolah, Sedra Bishaya Basan, fire. That happened in Parshas. The Shivim Skenim in Parshas Mishpatim are not the same Shivim Skenim in Parshas Baal Loischa. Das is Aharon's Bezdin. Das is Moshe Rabbeinu's Bezdin. And that's the Oymik in this Raya Mehemna. Shivim Sanhedrin Gedolah Hayu Moshe Alayu. The Shivim Sanhedrin Ketana Hav of Aharon Alayu. So says Rabbi Margolis in this footnote, says, Ayin Yalkut Shemoyni. In the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, right in the beginning on the Pasuk, Vashiva Shoftaich Barishoina, says the Yalkut Shemoyni, who's the Vashiva Shoftaich Barishoina? The Moshe V'Aharon. You want to know what the Oymek is? It's this Raya Mehemna. Because once upon a time, we had Manhigim, we had Moshe Rabbeinu, we had Aharon HaKohen, but they weren't just Manhigim. They were also the Av Bezdins. They were also Nisiyim. They each had a Bezdin. Moshe had the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and Aharon had the Sanhedrin Ketana. And they were the Avs of those Batei Dinim respectively. So the Navi Yeshaya says it's going to be a day where it's going to be Vashiva Shoftaichi V'Rishoina, where you're going to get back those shoiftim like we once had. Who were the two great shoiftim we had? It was Moshe and Aharon, the two Av Bezdins. Moshe, the Av Bezdin of Sanhedrin Gedolah, and Aharon, the Av Bezdin of the Sanhedrin Ketana.